Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Smokey and Wojo show. Mm. And Woj, you see what's on tonight?
Oh, the NFL!
Woo! Baby! Falcons and Eagles in Philadelphia.
That's a rematch of the Super Bowl. Or no, it's not,
no,
actually.
No,
what
no,
am I
actually,
thinking?
Actually, that would be.
I was thinking Atlanta and New England. Too bad it's not a rematch of the Super Bowl.
We're off to a start.
It'd be the first time two NFC teams played in the Super Bowl, I guess.
That's a good point.
Yeah. No, but
unprecedented. They just said, you know what? We're going straight seeding. No more conferences.
I believe.
There it is. Because of this, and because it kicks off at 8:30 and I'm going to be on the air, I brought two pairs of pants.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and the kind of baggy ones? You got to get out of the skinny jeans?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, hello.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Water resistant. That's right.
Resistant to anything, sure.
Very excited.
No, Atlanta, I believe, is about a four and a half point underdog in Philly tonight.
No, just one.
They changed when they said they weren't going with Carson Wentz?
Philly's a one-point favorite.
It was more right earlier in the week, mister.
It's basically a pick 'em. See, yeah. Okay, but that's kind of where I want to start, okay?
Okay?
Just because the NFL season's kicking off. I know people are pumped up, you know, fantasy football, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are intriguing because we could potentially get the answer to, I think, a legitimate question as it pertains to the Eagles. Is Carson Wentz a system quarterback? And look, I'm not trying to diminish what Carson Wentz is. At one point last season, he had like 32 touchdowns and three interceptions or something. I mean, he was lights out for Philly until he got hurt. But the fact that Nick Foles was still able to just take the reins and lead the Eagles to a Super Bowl, even without their franchise QB and Carson Wentz,
right?
I think it's raised some eyebrows a little
bit.
Well,
okay? It is kind of interesting. Yeah, and by the way, I have double-checked. Philadelphia opened as a four-point favorite. It is now down to a pick 'em. And I guess that is the Nick Foles thing, right? I mean, though, I think people suspected he would start at the start of the season.
Yes.
I think, but boy, that has plummeted.
See, but I think people are downplaying how effective Nick Foles can be. Like, what Doug Peterson has done with that offense and the system that he has, I think a lot of different quarterbacks could thrive in that system. So, well, I want to throw the phone number out there.
So what the hell is your point? Because I'm not going to sit here and talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll walk out of this studio.
I mean, I'll do it all night. Do you think the Eagles go back-to-back Super Bowls? 248-539-9797. No, not going to do that. But there have been a lot of guys in football and in sports in general that have been system guys, right? Guys that have been, you know, a product of their environment as opposed to them just having incredible talent and going out there and being better than everyone else. Is this a case of Carson Wentz being more a product of the system than anything else? And if we want to broaden it, who is the ultimate system guy? Like the guy that, again, the product of the environment and what's surrounding him, not necessarily his raw talent. The
in
phone number is 248-539-9797.
You can get that again because I jumped all over you.
248-539-9797.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped over you again.
Let's try it again. 248-539.
You know, I'm hearing that.
Play the music again. 248-539-9797. Woo! Beat ya.
Ticket text 97136. And I've often thought about that, the system guys thing in football, because I was long ago accused, many, many years ago, of downplaying Joe Montana. Because I would shout in my inimitable way, system! Similar to gimmick! And you can make that argument about Joe Montana, although I suppose if you make it about him, you have to make it about Tom Brady, too. Wasn't successful anywhere else. Had a very celebrated coach with a unique system, Bill Walsh, the West Coast offense. So I think you can make that argument for Joe Montana, but we're not just talking about quarterbacks, are we?
No, but Tom Brady, Joe Montana, certainly perfect examples. Like, if Tom Brady went anywhere else or was anywhere else in his career, would he be the guy that he is? I fail to see that.
That one, you can make a better argument just because he's lasted so long.
True.
And I know Bill Belichick is, but like Bill Walsh was a genius right from the start, right? Bill Belichick had a losing record with the Browns or whatever.
Mm.
So I think you could make a better argument for Brady.
But there are a lot of people, I think, that feel as though Brady is a product of Bill Belichick and that system and being in the right place at the right time. Not that he wouldn't have been good, but he probably wouldn't have been as elite or the greatest of all time if he was somewhere else. Is that fair to say? I don't think that's a stretch.
No, it's probably not a stretch. That's probably fair to say.
Okay, let me
just like
me,
Joe Montana wouldn't be considered that way either.
I agree. Let's get off the quarterbacks, okay? That sounded weird.
Whoa.
We'll get away from the quarterbacks for a second here. Emmitt Smith. To me, Emmitt Smith is not, was not, never will be the greatest running back that we've ever seen. Sure, he might have, you know, broken the record and gotten the most rushing yards in NFL history, but Emmitt Smith was not that good. You could have put a lot of guys in that backfield who could have had great success.
It's not even that he wasn't. It was because they had Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and a great offensive line and a great defense. 100% agree. Emmitt Smith would be a, I don't know, top 12 running back in history. Not the number one overall.
Yes.
As far as yardage.
He's a system guy.
System guy.
Or a byproduct of his, you know,
I have a better one.
Surroundings.
I actually think I have the best one.
Well,
and it's not a quarterback.
Can I sneak in the phone number again?
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Did you hear that, too?
So much disrespect.
Yeah.
You know?
I heard that, too.
I'm going to come over there and choke you from behind. Go on.
No. I really think I have the best one. And I know sometimes I tout my answers, probably overtout them, but I do.
Yeah.
And it's not a quarterback, and it's not a running back. And this guy is 1 trillion percent was successful because of where he played and who he played with. 1 trillion percent. It's not even close.
Jerry Rice?
On any other team, he might have been on a practice squad.
Jerry Rice?
No!
Oh, I'm just guessing.
No, please.
248-539-9797.
See if anybody is guessing.
I just wanted to get it out.
97136. And I'll even give you the position, a receiver. 1 trillion percent. You can't even argue it. I won't let you argue it.
Torrey Holt?
That's close. That's close.
Was it that era?
Sort of.
Mm-hmm. Randy Moss?
No, Randy Moss is just a freak of nature. A receiver. So you have to think of like
a
ballyhooed quarterback who he played with his entire career. I'll give you the initials. M-H. I'll give you the team logo. It's a horseshoe on the side of the helmet.
M-H. Wow, I feel like I'm really letting you down right now.
You are!
I'm racking my brain. M-H. Marvin Harrison.
Yes!
That is a great
Marvin
example.
Marvin Harrison, yeah, of the Colts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
1 trillion percent.
Don't give me credit for that. That was pretty embarrassing, I have to say.
That guy, I mean, on any other team, he might have been cut.
True.
And
he didn't even have a great receiver's body. He really never got great separation.
Was he a speedy guy? Was he a tall guy? Was he yards after catch? No, he would just get the ball right where he needed it every time.
These are the topics. These are the questions. When I have to make you think,
mm-hmm,
you can really come up with some good
stuff.
And
look at this. About 12 consecutive people got it, and they're saying, I said that before you gave the initials.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. If you just want to talk about the game, we can certainly do that. Do you think the Eagles actually do have a shot, you know, to go back-to-back with the Super Bowls? But in light of people thinking that maybe Carson Wentz could be a system quarterback, that Nick Foles could do just as well with the Eagles, who's the ultimate system guy, the ultimate, you know, product of his environment?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.